Thank you, thank you, thank you.
This ain't a Christmas song.
No, but this is Layla's
pissed off with men.
Oh, okay.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
How are you today?
It's the weather, girls. I love it.
Yeah. It's good.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm jolly.
Yay!
And I'm hungry. Just got thrown into the studio. And like, can you close the doors?
Right, you're Jesus. So late.
I'm sorry.
I've been waiting for you. Not that long, actually, particularly. But there is somebody who's coming on to drop off all these vegetarian cookbooks I lent to her a few months ago.
Wow.
She's coming in about half an hour. So, got to be quick. And then we can come back and, carry
keep
on.
We'll have her as a guest.
You don't look very Christmassy.
No, I know.
Should we pretend we are? Oh wow, I love that Christmas tree dress you're wearing. So, and your elf slippers.
Yeah, they look kind of like elf slippers.
Oh, do they? Let's see.
And I have yoga pants. And then I have this crop top that's like black and white strappy.
You look like you're out of a French prison.
I look like I have a laundry day.
Did you?
No, I haven't had it for 2 weeks. So there you go.
So you need a laundry day.
I really, really do.
Why haven't you been washing?
Because I haven't actually been home that much.
Where have you been?
At my parents' house. And to work and in Uppsala.
Any boys' house?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Because when I messaged you earlier, I am today men are shit.
All right. And I was like, they're okay.
Yeah, you were like, oh, they're okay. So I had just assumed like you'd spent a few weeks with
they stay away, that's fine then.
You don't have to interact with them.
Exactly.
Too much.
It's great. So we have a Christmas episode.
Christmas!
Shall I put on some Christmas music?
Christmas time. Or you can just sing Christmas music the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Just like, yeah, sing instead of talk.
Tip, tap, tip, tap, tip.
No, you've got to be able to understand what you're saying. You can't just be like,
tick-tack, tick-tack,
Christmas.
Well, in Sweden, it's actually called jul. Still.
Jul.
Jul.
I can't say it properly. Jul.
Jul.
Jul. Oh, yeah. Fuck it. It's Christmas.
Yes. Now it is. Yeah. But actually, we celebrate, I think we, Germany, Spain, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not sure. Celebrated on the 24th.
Yeah, the 25th. Why do you guys do that?
Because we... Please.
Oh,
may he rest in peace.
So why do you guys celebrate it on the 24th?
I did some research and it goes way back. Like back to when we had like...
Not before Christians.
Yeah, before Christianity.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning of...
Sweden.
Yeah. I think we had something called midvinterblot, which is jul.
Like midwinter blues?
Yeah, not blues.
Blot.
Blot is where you...
Midwinter bloat? Yeah, you just eat a lot.
That we did too, and we drank a lot, being Swedes. But we sacrificed our livestock to the gods.
Oh, God!
Yes. To Odin, I think, actually.
Okay.
And some say that he later on became... Father Yule.
Okay. Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Sweet.
Yeah, and after that, around the 1000th century,
the 1000th century hasn't happened yet.
Oh, the first century. What do you say then?
Which year are you talking about?
The 1000th.
11th century.
The 11th century.
Right.
I think Christianity started to come into and fight the Nordic beliefs.
You're struggling with this history.
Yes, I really do. And then later on came Rudolph and Coca-Cola.
Everything came black, white and red.
Yep.
Fine. So there's a similarity then, I guess, between like British Christmas traditions. Because we celebrated... Well, we didn't celebrate. It was sort of a way to overcome how like being miserable over Christmas or over winter time. So we had the winter solstice and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's when we had a load
but
of pagan rituals.
But what date did that actually happen for you
21st.
Guys? Because for us it was the 24th.
Yeah. Aha! Uh-huh. So it was always the 24th for you. We were never this close, I don't think. It wasn't until the Christians...
Some people
like,
say it was the 14th of January.
Christmas.
Like, yeah.
So I don't know why I keep saying it like that.
Christmas.
I think I've had too much coffee
today. Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But we've always had like Father Yule and Father Christmas, and Santa Claus came later on.
Yeah.
And some say, as I said, it started with Odin, but I read also that also that Santa Claus is based on the Netherlands Sinterklaas.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
I had no idea about that.
But that's like Santa Claus. That's the same thing. Like
I know.
Saint Nicholas, which is German.
Yeah, and Saint Nicholas, I think, was...
Was an old king.
I think, and also
like
he was very giving.
Yeah,
very generous, and I think that's also kind of plays
so
a role.
So we've, like, eternalized him as the legend of Father Christmas.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he actually was generous, or maybe, like, he made slaves go around to the houses of children, and then... Because, like, let's be honest, like, all these historical figures, and, like, we know all them, like, Caesar, wasn't he a great emperor? He was a bastard.
He was a fucking bastard.
Yeah, but we have such a high appreciation for him. And Cleopatra, incredible woman. Actually, like, she just flourished on the backs of slaves. So I wonder if, like, Saint Nicholas, if King Nicholas in the time was, like, from serfdom. And
he was a hybrid, I think, for Santa Claus. Like, also, Santa Claus, he also had this little... dark helpers that took away children that had been bad.
Oh my god. So he kidnapped children.
Exactly.
Maybe they became his slaves.
Perhaps, yeah.
Probably.
That makes sense.
And little black things.
Little dark gnomes, like.
Oh my god, this is so racist.
But I know. But I think...
have you heard of the Dutch Black Peter? Zwart Peter. I can't
Zwarte
say it properly.
Peter.
Yeah, Black Peter. And it's... So
isn't
the Dutch...
that a Disney character?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know that he's...
The Mickey Mouse's enemy.
I
big
had
fat
no
guy.
No idea.
Really?
No.
We call him like Black Peter. Oh gosh.
I don't want to play the next song coming up.
What is it?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I hate her. No, yeah. I don't hate her. Bless her. But
why would you bless her? Let's play Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up. Oh, let it snow.
Can we just put this afterwards? Like, this messes
like,
with
add
my
it on.
Head.
No, it's okay. It's nice. Oh, look, it's so Christmassy, this one. I'm gonna turn this one up. So tell me more about the little black people who are helping the
aristocracy. I actually have no idea, but I think, like, the Swedish gnomes actually came from... an illustrator called Jenny Nyström in the first half of the 19th century.
Okay.
18th century. I hate this. 19th or 18th?
So 1800s of the 19th century. 20th century is the
19th century. All right, so 20th century.
Okay, so the 1900s.
Yeah, her name was Jenny Nyström, and she actually, well, she painted the Santa Claus that we have, but in form of a goat. We had a goat man.
Is this coming
into our house is giving us...
Is this Jultomten?
Yeah. I think that's where the beard comes from.
Oh! I just thought he was like this funny little gnome thing.
Yeah, she wrote those, she illustrated those too. So I think this is some kind of... Because we still have the Christmas buck.
Drugs. You have a Christmas buck?
Yeah, don't you know that?
No.
Like in Gävle.
This is blowing my mind.
I know, like we have this... huge Christmas buck in Gävle, I think.
I know you
every
have that
year.
You have that goat that's like red and made of hay that you burn.
Yeah, some people burn that every year. They're like still putting it up.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so, someone takes the challenge every year. So I think actually, like, traditions and folklore from like so many countries kind of like just smashed this Christmas.
I don't know what happened in Sweden, but so you've got little goblins, you've got little black people.
No, that's Netherlands.
Oh, okay, you don't have the black people.
No.
Okay, right.
Black people.
You've got goats, you've got a straw goat that gets set fire to.
And also gnomes that hide in the elevators. This is actually a true story. That happened to me today.
You had a gnome that hid in the elevator?
Yeah, at work. Someone thought it was really fun to scare the shit out of people. So they put like a little creepy gnome in the corner of the elevator. And when I got in, I was like, Jesus!
What?
And St. Nicholas! That scared the crap out of me. And then like every time we got into the elevator, they had like put it somewhere else, like in the ceiling or like upside down. And it was very crazy creepy.
Oh my god.
Yep. So that's the story of Swedish Christmas.
Jesus Christ. So we just have Coca-Cola. Like, that's it. We've got polar bears and always Coca-Cola. Have you seen the Coca-Cola advert?
Of course. It came here in the
30s. Can we play the Coca-Cola advert? Please, can we play the Coca-Cola?
That's more like visual, isn't it?
No, but you can hear it. You just hear the bells come. I've got to play it. Sorry, Jackson 5. You're coming later.
Oh, may he rest in peace too.
Oh, Coca-Cola. I can't.
But there are so many. I think actually Sweden have their own now.
Really?
The.
This is it. Let's turn it up. No, why is Santa Claus running? This is not the right one.
I know. There are so many. I think,
There shouldn't be any.
Always
Coca-Cola. Always Coca-Cola.
And that commercial actually came here in the 30s.
Wow.
So, and that's how we kind of got Americanized.
Oh, it's like Christmas. It's like Christmas.
Ding dong.
Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
Yep. With the Christmas trees and the
magical
colours.
And Coca-Cola, because that is quite similar to Julmust, isn't it? I don't understand that.
Yeah, Julmust.
Holidays are coming.
We should have a Julmust commercial.
Yeah. And like blatantly rip off Coca-Cola.
Says the nationalised part of me.
You must have a Christmas drink.
You must.
La 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 la. Oh, I'm so excited.
But I must
by
say,
the Coca-Cola lorry.
I would like that Santa Claus in coming down my chimney than the fucking goat man.
I would be terrified.
I would
if the goat
be
man
terrified,
came
yeah.
down my chimney.
That's actually like the scariest.
To be honest, I would be terrified if any men came down my chimney.
Depends on what man.
Yeah, no, shit men. Men are shit.
Right.
Remember?
And I'm like, oh, let all of them come down my chimney.
Oh, God! Amanda!
Giggity,
all
giggity,
of the men can come up your chimney.
No, oh, that came again.
Ah, you came again. Okay, back to the Jackson 5. So what? Right. Christmas traditions.
We've had so much Julmust.
Have you?
No.
No, I've been
I'm not really fond of it. I'm not really fond of it.
I don't understand why it's so, like, it's nice, but it,
and also,
Coca-Cola
like,
is better.
And then we do it all again at Easter. We have the Easter
must. And it's the same thing.
And we have the same food. We have the herring, we have the eggs.
So what is Swedish Christmas food?
The Swedish Christmas board, or julbord.
A Christmas Swedish table.
Christmas smorgasbord. Right.
Board is table.
Right.
So
and it's a buffet of all this different shit. So like it used to be like 5,700 types of sausage.
Oh,
and disgusting things. And then now it's more of a like we have a fish table, we have a meat table, and we have a dessert table. So we have like pickled herring.
Delicious, just what I want for Christmas.
It's a huge thing around Midsummer and Easter as well. Like we have the same food for all those holidays, and then we have salmon, we have 57 kinds of ham. Kale.
Is that exactly 57 kinds of ham?
Yeah,
you've counted them every time.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. These are big tables then, 57 types
massive
of ham.
Massive tables.
And are they pre-sliced or are they just like different
sausages?
Hams?
Yeah, different
You have
kinds
prince
of
sausages.
Prince.
What are prince sausages?
The little sausages.
Cocktail sausages.
Cocktail sausages. All the prince sausages. And meatballs and loads of potato and eggs.
And we have eggs? Wow, you never get them the rest of the time of year.
Nope. Not in that form.
Right.
Yeah, so I wouldn't like boil an egg and then slice it in half and have some caviar on it, like Rome on it, and a little shrimp. And
see, it all sounds like very cold food.
Yep.
I don't want that for Christmas. I want
hot and
heavy.
Yeah, but we eat these things for 4 days in a row, five days in a row.
Yeah, you can do that with the
Or we have Jansson's frestelse.
What the fuck is
that? It's like Jansson's Delight, it's called. It's a... potato gratin, or whatever you call it.
Yeah. So that's warm.
With anchovies in it. Or
oh, God! Why would you ruin, like, potatoes?
It's fucking delicious.
I'm not... You can't convince me of that by just telling me.
But this... I think the main part, or the main thing of the Christmas table is the ham here.
Right. And that's cold.
That is cold.
Why?
Well, it is warm when you take it out of the oven, but you always do that... the day before for some reason. We won't have a Christmas ham this year. Haven't had it for
Why
a couple
not?
Of years. Well, only like two in our family eat meat, so I'm not.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not really worth it. Who eats meat in your family?
My dad and the youngest one and me sometimes. Yeah. And my brother.
So I love this song.
And a half.
Have you heard this song?
Chris de Burgh.
A spaceman came traveling on a ship from afar.
Can I decide the next one?
Fine. No, you can't. I've got to do the Stop the Cavalry and then you can.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
I hate that you have the control.
Yeah, I know. I'm always at the control.
I just stand here in the
I
corner
like being
and
being in charge.
Being
I don't know why I like flapped my jacket then. I like it. I like it being in charge.
So what are your
my Christmas traditions? So my personal Christmas tradition.
What is wrong with our voices today? Like
I've had too many cups of coffee and too many mugs of hot chocolate. Mm. Is roast. You will have roast. The French call the Brits or the English in particular le roast beef, the roast beefs. We like roast beef. So you'll have a roast something, and it could be roast pork, chicken, turkey. That's because America's got influencing us.
Mm.
Or roast beef. You'll have roast potatoes, you'll have vegetables and gravy and different kind of sides, which could be Yorkshire puddings, which are amazing. Have you tried them before?
No.
Oh my God, they're so good. It's like pancake mix, but kind of that rises a little bit. So make pancakes that are going to be savoury, but add baking soda and then put them in... muffin cases and let them just rise. Oh, it's so good.
That's it.
And that's how it's a roast dinner. Roast dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will eat way too much. You'll have prawn cocktail for a starter, probably.
Really?
Do you know what prawn cocktail is?
Yeah. It's when you have the martini glass and you have the
Is
that a Christmas thing?
Yeah, that's quite Christmassy. You'll have some sort of starter that's like a soup, but in my family at least, prawn cocktail is very, very typical.
I have never heard of that.
And then you'll have plenty of mince pies and, of course, Christmas pudding, which we set fire to in the UK. We pour brandy all over it and then just go and blows up. And
I don't feel like I want to eat any of these things.
And then, which is like, it's a fruit sponge cake.
Okay.
Oh, but Swedes don't know what cakes are. So you just like
we have
put
pies.
Cream all over everything and call it a cake. And then we'll have cheesecake as well. Not like Swedish cheesecake, like proper cheesecake.
Swedish cheesecake is the proper cheesecake.
No, it's not. It's more like rice pudding here. You might have rice pudding as well.
We do actually. And then we put one almond in there. And
the one that gets
the almond gets to make a wish.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Okay, that's very sweet.
Mm-hmm. We'll do
very
all the traditional things in my family. When it comes
You're
to Christmas.
You're so excited.
Yeah, I'm so traditional.
Yeah.
And then now this year, actually, all of us will be there. It's actually really nice. And,
how many of you in the whole family?
We are six.
Okay.
Of us. In the, like, the...
immediate family.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where I go. To celebrate with my family. And what will you do?
What will I do? So I'm cat sitting. I met the cat today. Oh my God, best day of my life.
Oh,
I'm not going to the UK for Christmas because fuck the UK, right?
Right.
I'm not that happy with their politics at the moment, so I don't want to contribute to them by giving them money. So I'm staying in Sweden. A few of my friends are here as well, so we're going to hang out.
We're probably
going to make a curry. But
Christmas curry.
Yeah, I do that quite
Merry
often.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I was trying to make an Indian accent.
Oh, for God's sake.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know. You're too excited.
I'm trying to make a Chinese accent and do an Indian accent. I try to make an Indian accent and do a fuck all.
That's what you do. Very good. I immediately would have guessed that's from India.
I suck.
No, so I don't know what we're going to make. It's just going to be very, very casual. And then in the morning and evening, I'm going to go and stroke a cat. It's going to be great.
That's the Christmas you've always wanted.
It is, actually. Mm. I've also just started to learn to play guitar. My fingers hurt today. They did last time as well. I was playing because I still press too hard.
Mm.
Can you play guitar?
Mm.
Well, when you first start learning, you like press the shit out of the strings because you don't know how hard.
I play the violin, I think.
Oh, did you?
Well, I kind of still do.
Oh, cool. I had no idea.
You learned so many things about me today.
I am, yeah.
We are close friends. It's true.
But only on the important things, the drinking. Yeah. So, I'm just going to hang out, play guitar and eat far too much. I might go to the gym as well. Mm. And yeah, that's it.
That's very Christmassy of you.
Very incredibly. My psychologist, actually, she's given me a challenge. I need to go to the gym twice a week before I see her. Because at the moment, I still freak out when I go to the gym. So she said, well, I need to try. Mm-hmm. And we're aiming twice a week.
Wow, okay. So a Christmas resolution.
Yeah. Well, it's meant to start today. So hasn't happened yet, but it's only 10 to 4. So this evening was always the plan for me.
I've actually lost a couple of pounds.
Oh,
but before Christmas season, after Christmas season, I will be fat again. Oh.
Was that you?
Yeah.
That picked up on the microphone. Oh my gosh.
That's why I lose all these pounds. I don't eat.
You haven't eaten much today.
I have. Some herring and a potato.
Oh God. Mm-hmm. A herring and a potato.
Two potatoes.
Swedes have such weird diets.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was also after I went to the gym, which was...
What did you do? Because we were messaging earlier and you said you're all testosterone up. And that's right. Why you couldn't stop swearing. Right. What did you do at the gym? Just like,
I lift
punch people.
Things. And yeah, and it was like a lot of fun music and it was just like, I lifted so much.
Yeah.
I think
I don't know,
an
I
actual guy could actually lift like 10 times that weight, but fuck it.
I'm sure there's some guys who couldn't lift half the weight.
I bet. 10-year-olds.
Stronger than a 10-year-old.
Going back life to goals. Challenge, which I don't really feel like doing because I haven't actually...
It's holidays.
Exactly.
My challenge is going to be going to the gym twice a week.
Well, we had a challenge last week. Do you remember?
What was it? Writing the articles.
Yeah.
I did it.
Every day.
I did 4 articles.
Oh,
how many did you do?
One.
You didn't even send it to me.
No.
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 Nay,
never
nay,
mind.
Nay. So, fuck that. I was more thinking about like having a Christmassy challenge, but I haven't actually.
What could be a Christmassy challenge? Like try not to eat all of the cake.
Try not to eat. Well, we will have
don't
kind of like.
Don't get drunk every night.
Yeah, a white Christmas.
What's a white Christmas?
No alcohol.
Is that?
Yeah, like if you take a white month.
Is...
No. That's just a joke. Like if we take like a white month,
yeah.
We don't drink for a month.
Yeah,
that's why we call it white. But
we should do that for January, not for.
Right. My
you
birthday
disagree?
Is in January. So and I will travel in January. So I think I will drink in January.
Right. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, I think give as much love as you possibly can.
Oh, fuck off. That's ridiculous. No, I'm not doing that.
Be nice to Goat Man and he won't kill you.
Don't be a Grinch. Oh, okay, I have something. Have you bought all of your Christmas presents yet?
Yes.
Have you bought them like charity giving? So sponsor a Christmas tree, sponsor a tree or something like that? Like,
When I bought my tree... I sponsored Stadsmissionen.
Yes, but is that a Christmas present to someone?
Well, it was
be.
A Christmas present for the Stadsmission.
Okay.
That's a good idea, actually. I haven't, because I have already bought them.
What did you buy?
I can't tell you.
Well, then they're not going to play this until Christmas Day, so they've already opened
Christmas Eve?
Yes, yeah, so, and we're going to play, like the podcast will come out after people have opened presents, right?
Right.
So well, you can tell me.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I didn't buy anything for my youngest sister.
You hate her, or?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't. I'm actually going to give her my boots that she always steals from me.
Okay.
So Merry fucking Christmas. Here they are.
That's such a backhanded gift.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you just
passively,
like trying
aggressively,
to
like
just trying to start an argument?
No. Just stop all the arguments that will come every time she takes my fucking boots.
Okay.
So.
And you're going to buy yourself a new pair instead.
Yeah.
That is not how presents
Merry
work.
Christmas, Amanda.
Here, have my seconds and I get some new ones. Ooh, that's loud. Mm-hmm. Christmas!
Will you give me anything?
No. Okay. I think my time.
Oh, that's the most blessed Christmas gift.
That's the nicest Christmas gift ever. I keep doing these voices because I've decided I want to be a voice actor. So anybody listening, I am...
I am actually a voice actor.
Fuck off. you did one thing.
Oh, well, they want me back.
Oh, my God. Tell them that you've got like a British friend who can do really stupid voices and can't control herself on a mic.
And by the way, we have something called Greenkin' and Tipsy, where we talk about fun things.
Well, being a little bit tipsy.
We're not tipsy.
No, I'm just kind of high on caffeine.
It is your turn to buy. Just FYI.
Yeah, I went out last night. There's no way that I'm drinking today.
Yeah, that's what I said, like, on a Monday, and where the fuck was I?
Well, so, it was a staff party. Yeah, but it was, like, the boss, basically, we went to this really posh place, and she just bought drinks and food for everybody. Not, like, one, you know, a normal business, you have one drink, and then your meal, and then any extras you fork out for. It wasn't that. It was everything completely paid for from start to finish. And then we went to a bar afterwards and she was just like, have some more. And I was like, I can't drink anymore, please. And went to bed before midnight. But throughout the whole night, I was just like, more water, some painkillers. I was smashed.
Wow.
I was smashed. Yeah.
Maybe because you took painkillers.
Really? Does that have an effect?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was
some people.
Like, yeah, it was because I was having a little bit of a headache, so I kept waking up throughout the night. I think I was mainly hungover through the night, and then this morning I was just fine.
Put on the Polar Express.
Okay.
How many people do you think will be really annoying with the background music? What? Or just the fact that we talk over the good Christmas music.
Well, it's just nice background music. Yeah. It like contextualizes our mood, I think. Is it believe? Oh, he's a pretty man.
Oh, he has a
pretty
voice.
What a pretty man. So you don't want us to talk over this, you just want us to play. I don't think we can actually do that because there'll be some sort of copyright issue. So we'll have to talk over it so people can't properly listen.
I'm totally fine with
that. You're just like looking like, yeah. Oh, wow, we've been talking loudly.
Wow.
We'll have to turn that down. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll lower our voices. Oh, what an angel! I'm not actually into that film.
I think he made his first appearance on Ally McBeal.
Oh!
Singing for his dead mom in
God.
Church. Like, yeah. Americans actually know how to make us cry.
Yeah, by their politics, right?
That too. Has she answered?
The person dropping off stuff? No, she hasn't. But I think we could probably say head off, right?
Mm.
Because it's...
Head off to North Pole.
Yeah. Yep.
Merry Christmas, everyone. God jul.
Merry Christmas.
How do you say it in French? Joyeux Noël. Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Like happy...
God jul. That was Danish.
God jul.
Feliz Navidad? Or is that birthday?
No, that is
Christmas. Christmas Navidad. Yeah. Okay.
God jul, everyone.
Merry Christmas. I can't believe we're finishing on this song. I'm very disappointed. I want it to be like the Pogues. What? Yeah.
Down
just
really
believe.
Oh.